Hillsborough County Commissioners today voted to forward the results of an audit that details financial mismanagement by former County Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson to legal authorities. The motion was proposed by Commissioner Rose Ferlita.
For all the reasons we've stated each individually, I'd like to ask for your approval on F4 to direct the County Attorney Renee Lee to forward the Ernst & Young audit to all appropriate agencies and request an immediate investigation of the former Supervisor of Elections, Buddy Johnson.
That move arose after Johnson's successor, Phyllis Buzanski, came before the board today to ask for money to settle an outstanding bill that Johnson left for her to Premier Election Solutions, the company who has provided the county with its optical voting scan machines. Commissioners were poised to hear Buzanski arrive with hat in hand to request over $2 million to pay back Premier. But she was able to pleasantly surprise them in terms of negotiations worked out with the vendor.
They have given us a $500,000 credit, $240,000 to pay unpaid invoices so far this year, and then $140,000, $130,000 for the next 2 years. This is really a favorable settlement, and I don't want to jeopardize it.
Nevertheless, the board approved $2.2 million to pay Premier. Buzanski also announced that she was finalizing plans for a second audit from the accounting firm of Ernst & Young to detail activities from October through Johnson's last day on the job, which was January 5th. That comes on the release of the first audit from Ernst & Young, released Tuesday night. That audit said that Johnson mishandled grant money, failed to properly oversee finances within his office, and broke state law by overspending his budget to the tune of $942,000. Buzanski said she's been communicating with the Secretary of State, Kurt Browning, about the mess she's trying to unravel.
He will be talking to the Auditor General and other appropriate authorities once the second audit is through.
The new Supervisor of Elections also told the board that she has only $300,000 left in her budget for this fiscal year, and will definitely be coming back before them later this year for additional funding. Buzanski's requests were received with a unanimous approval by a board that seems intent on cleaning up the supervisor's office and moving away from the memory of Buddy Johnson as quickly as possible. Commissioner Mark Sharp.
We want you to move with speed, but even more important than speed is with accuracy, right, and making sure that everyone is absolutely confident that what you're requesting is what's needed, that the audits are thorough, and that there's an opportunity for everyone to have their day as far as getting the information out, but to cleaning up this mess.
According to the St. Petersburg Times, some of the expenses that could have led to the deficit that Johnson left Buzanski included spending $23,000 for pens that were handed out to voters that listed Johnson's name on them. With tongue in cheek, Commissioner Rose Ferlita tried to provide Buzanski with some assistance in dealing with such items.
When we were in pharmacy school, if we wanted to wipe out some of the stuff, we would use acetone. So if you have any more additional stuff up there that carries the title of Buddy Johnson that you can recycle, use acetone and wipe it off and reuse the thing. The pens, whatever.